All right, next up we have Leprechaun.
You just wanted to say Leprechaun.
I did.
We were hoping for a world without exclusion, where we could embrace our differences, have our cake, and eat it too, and give some.
Those noodly phaser guitars ruin this otherwise lovely song. All right, the lyrics are great, the melody is great, but it's hard to focus on the good stuff with all of that garbage predominating in both ears through the entire length of the song. Listen, a good song is good enough. A good song is always worthwhile. You don't need to take something solid and then muddy it up for art's sake. The lyrics are great. I like this whole thing. The melody is great. If you've got a great melody and great lyrics and, you know, just everything is wonderful, then you don't need to layer this art on top of it. Here I'm bitching about art. Why are you making this a song fight song? Make it a good song instead.
Do you think it would have sounded a little plain if the guitars were just entirely taken away, though?
Yeah, absolutely. But it would have been, I don't know what to say. It's like, it would not have been ruined by those phaser guitars. Those phaser guitars are just extra. They are pasted on the top of this track. And, you know, maybe it would have been better if they were underneath, but instead they predominate. That's what you hear first before the lyrics. And I like the lyrics a lot and I want to hear them. So I thought it was a great, great song that was ruined by overt, blatant attempt to make this arty.
I think the guitars occupy a certain space in the audio spectrum where nothing else is. I think they own the high end. And they're also panned right and left to extremes. So yeah. They really come through.
Yeah, I probably would have turned them down a little bit at least.
Yeah, I would have put on a clav, maybe a arpeggiator. Lots of backing vocals. I might cover this song.
I mean, interesting,
because it's a great song. It's a great song. It's just messed up with all this other crap.
I love James's vocal melodies. He really has a knack for them.
Is this band associated at all with either Dark Side of the Sun or Squirrels in the Attic?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure they are. Yeah.
Okay.
That's James Owens on vocals. Sound.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm not always 100% in on James's melodies, but this time around it's just great, and the lyrics are fantastic, I thought. So yeah, I mean, a wonderful song ruined by others. I've said this already, never mind. Go ahead.
I thought the lyrics were good. I like when he says, have our cake and eat it too, I'll give some to you, and the whole thing in the vocal, it conveys this sense of resignation that follows what the lyrics are about, and that was one thing I really liked about it. What do they do that makes their music always sound so relaxed and loose? You know, maybe it's a little bit too much some of the time, but I'm not sure what characteristics the music has that gives that impression.
I think they're all in a room together, so they're all playing at, I think, roughly the same time. And I think they're all Canadian, right? And I think they all have that Canadian legal weed. So I feel like they're all pretty blazed up by the time they get to recording. So, and I think that adds
specific explanation.
I think that adds to some of the looseness.
It might just be me. They seem to have a very typical reverb setting, and they seem to not be eating the mic like the rest of us do. And, you know, sometimes that works and sometimes that doesn't, I think.
Yeah. At the end, there's some banter, and I think they ask, is this okay? This is okay. And I just wanted to say, no, this is not okay. Those guitars need work. I had the exact same comment as you did. Like, the guitar players, they aren't listening to what else is happening in the song. They're just in their own world. And I feel like if it was less noodly and more focused and a little quieter, it would have helped a lot. Like, they're not serving the song. They're just kind of doing their own thing.